And the main thing that brought about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, al shepogmu be'emuna, is because of the fact that we fell in our faith. The Gemara says, lo chorva Yerushalayim ad shepaska mimenu anshei emuna. The city of Yerushalayim was not destroyed until there were no longer people of faith in it. Bebechinas emunas chachamim, and especially emunas chachamim, faith in the rabbis. Kemo Yerovam v'chaverov, like Yerovam ben Nevat and his buddies, kanal, as we discussed in the previous year. Ukemo shekosov, and as the pasuk says in Eicha, vayihiu mal'ivim b'malachi holikim, they made fun of the heavenly angels, which means they made fun of the rabbis, the tzaddikim. V'alkein oz b'tishev bav b'yoyim hachurban, and therefore, on Tisha B'Av, the day of the destruction, she'oz nistalken b'chinas menolim dikdusha, which is when the holiness of the shoes disappears, she'nim shochem b'chinas beis hamikdash, which draws its holiness from the beis hamikdash, from b'chinas neder, from the neder, from ima, from bina, kanal, as we discussed earlier, alidei pigam emunas chachamim, as a result of the lack, the deficiency, the defective emunas chachamim, V'alkein chayov enoz lach loitz hamenolim. That's why we have to remove the shoes on Tisha B'Av, kidei shilo yizgabru yoiser, so that the sitra achra shouldn't get stronger. V'chol elu shechivu im rabbeisenu zal b'chalitzas menolim, and all of these examples that we just gave, where the rabbis require that they remove their leather shoes, kegoin ovel, like a mourner, u'menuda, a person who's in cherem, oy b'Tisha B'Av, Iker hakavono hi b'shvil tshuva. The main focus is not on the Pierre Cardin shoes. Why are we taking off the shoes? To remind us, hey buddy, it's time to do tshuva. Just like the Gemara says about fasting. On a fast day, the main focus isn't on not eating. The main focus is that this is supposed to remind you to do tshuva. Kamuva b'sforim, as is brought in many Sforim, u'b'Shulchan Aruch. And in the Shulchan Aruch, when it speaks about the laws of fasting, it tells us, remember where fasting originates from? When it says that the people of Nineveh were tremendous Rishoim. They did terrible things, and Hashem sent the prophet to tell them, you guys are in big trouble, you're going to die. And it says that the king of Nineveh heard about this, and he said, oh yeah? We're going to fix this right here and right now. And he took off his crown, he tore his clothes, he sat down on the floor, he put ashes on his head, and it says he told everybody in Nineveh fasts. The men, the women, the kids, the animals. Nobody eats. We're all fasting. And the pasuk goes on to show that Hashem saw their deeds. It doesn't say Hashem saw their fasting. It says, Vayar Hashem es ma'aseihem. Hashem saw that they decided to change all of their deeds. They did tshuva. They repented. They decided to change their ways. And from there, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch learns out that, again, on a fast day, what impresses Hashem most is not the fact that you ain't eating. It's the fact that because you ain't eating, you suddenly go into a different mode of thinking and start seeing how you're talking to people, how you're acting towards people, how your davening is, how your Torah study is. Shezeh ikar hakavona. That's the main focus. Kedei sheyizbaishu. When a person is eating, when his stomach is full, he's a big shot. He can yell and scream, and he can make jokes and everything. When he's not eating, or when he takes off his shoes, he feels like nobody. He feels like a nothing. He's gotten the air knocked out of him. No steak, no fried eggs, not all of that stuff is missing. His stomach is growling, and again, when he removes the shoes, he's not wearing, when a person's wearing leather shoes, he's a tough guy. He's standing tall. He's standing strong. When there's no shoes, when the shoes are off, he feels like nobody. He feels like a little guy. It makes him feel a couple of feet shorter. Kedei sheyizbaishu, so that they should feel ashamed and embarrassed over all the things they did wrong, v'yoshuvu, and repent. Ki kishamuchruch lachloitz menolav chas v'shalom, because when a Jew is forced to remove his shoes, Hu busha gedoyla, Rachmanson. That is very embarrassing. Now, a person will say, what are you talking about? Nowadays, guys that wear shoes look like monkey. If you're wearing shoes, you're a monkey. If you want to be cool, you got to walk around barefoot or with star-studded, other things. Or again, the ladies, you have to see that they're wearing purple and green nail polish on their toes. But again, when things were normal, we're talking about when things were regular, when there were normal people walking the earth, in those days, it was embarrassing to be caught without shoes. Ki ikar kvoid ha'odom hu al yidei hamalbushim. Because the main respectability of a person is based on their clothing, their garments. Shehin b'chinas kovoid, which are referred to as the honor, the respect of the person, kemavur b'makamachar, as we mention other places. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his honor, his respectability. Now listen to this. V'chol yoifi hamalbushim, einoy nechshav klal beloy min olam. And you could be wearing the fanciest clothes without shoes. You look like a schlepper. You look like a Bowery bum. Kanira b'chush, as we see in real life. Shafilu im yilboy shodam kol minei malbushei chovoy. Even if a person will be wearing the fanciest jacket and an $8,000 shirt, and he's wearing a ring that's got $45,000 diamonds on it. Kisheloy yiuloy min olam baraglav, if he ain't wearing shoes, bevada yihye lelagu lekalis. They'll look at the guy and they'll throw him out. They'll tell him, you can't come into this hotel. You can't come into this boardroom just because you're wearing a $12,000 suit. Go home and put on a pair of shoes and come back here. Nimsa, we see therefore, she'ikr yoifi hamalbushim, that the real beauty, the real significance and importance of the clothes, she'hem b'chinas kovoid, which are the respectability of a person, toli b'min olam, is dependent on the shoes. Nimsa, she'bameh she'pogmu nistaknu. So we see the pigam was that light oyer with an aleph became oyer with an ayin, became leather as a result of eating from Eitz Hadas, as a result of pigam emunas chachomim, as a result of sin, we went all the way down to leather, to oyer with an ayin. When we remove the shoes, showing how far we've fallen, and we repent, we bounce back up to chashmal, to neder, to the highest place from where the shoes draw their light. Vahayirida hi tachlis hu'aliyah. And the fall becomes a springboard for an incredible elevation. Ka'ideima shehuchruchu lachloit saminolim. Because as a result of what forced us to remove our shoes, machma shepogmu b'aminas chachomim, because we messed up in the area of aminas chachomim, v'chanal, as we discussed earlier, what it really is supposed to bring about is tshuva. We mentioned, if you recall, a while ago, that on Tisha B'Av we read Eicha. Eicha is all about terrible, terrible, terrible things. They burned the Beis Hamikdash, the Jews were killed and burned, and what's the bottom line? What's the last lines of Eicha? Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'noshuva. What's it really all about? That reading about all of the destruction and sin, it's all supposed to inspire us to do tshuva. That's what it's real. And if a person does all the lamenting and crying and not eating and fasting, and they don't do tshuva, they miss the point. They miss the ball completely, completely. Vayideizeh oylen lebechinas yom ha-kippurim. And through that, the person turns their Tisha B'Av, their chet, into Yom Kippur. Bechinas neder. Sheshom ein tzrichim in olam, where there you're in such a high holy place, you don't need any shoes. Ki ein shom shum havdolo ubirur klal, because up there is no concept of separating good from bad. There ain't no good from bad. You've gone up to the top floor where there is no right and left. It's all one. It's all Rakulay Toiv, it's Shesh ki ein shom shum havdolu bir klal. When you go up to Bina, to the Keser, up there is no two, there is only oneness. Rakulay Toiv, it's all oneness. Ki ubechinas olam haba. That's like the future world, the world to come, which is called where it's going to be all goodness. Sheze bechinas chalitzas hamen olam b'yom kippur. That's why we remove the shoes on Yom Kippur. V'shom. And up there, al yidei bechinas tshuva, through tshuva, nistaknin. Everything gets repaired. And we draw from there, we receive from there holy shoes. And that's why after Yom Kippur, we put on shoes again. We can put on shoes after we accepted Hashem's judgment. We accepted the fact that we were wrong. We said all of those al-chaits and everything. V'shavu b'tshuva, and we repented. Shezeh ho'ikar, that's the most important thing. Nimtza, we see therefore, shechalitzas menolam b'yom ha'kippurim, v'chalitzas ha'menolam b'tisha b'av u'kiyotze, that the removal of the shoes on Yom Kippur, which the Gemara calls one of the happiest days of the year. The Gemara says at the end of Tainus that the two happiest days of the year for the Jewish people are Yom Kippur and Tu B'av. So Yom Kippur is the sea of happiness. Wait, the law says when you walk out of shul on Yom Kippur, you're supposed to be flying, extremely happy. And that's why we bounce straight from there into building the sukkah. What is sukkahs? Zman simchasenu. We go straight from Yom Kippur into sukkahs. There's a custom, many people follow the custom that on Motsoi Yom Kippur, they start putting up the sukkah. Because coming from Yom Kippur, I'm in super simcha. That's what Sukkot is all about, simchasenu. So now, and what is supposedly the saddest day of the year, Tisha B'Av? Rav Nosson says, guess what? That the removal of the shoes on Yom Kippur and the removal of the shoes on Tisha B'Av, the keyotze, and in those other circumstances, mourning and everything, afal pishahim shnei hafochim mamish. Even though they are two exact opposites, afal pikein hakol oile al mokom echod. They both arrive at the same place. They both take the person up to that same place. Kigam betishubov ukeyotze boem lechuva lidezer. Just like on Yom Kippur, the removal of the shoes is because this is a day of tshuva. On Tishubov also, we're coming to the same tshuva. Vazai oilan lebechinas Yom Kippurim. And if we do this the right way, if we remove our shoes on Tisha B'Av, or when we're mourning the right way, we rise up, we bounce up to the level of Yom Kippur, shubchinas tshuva, b'chinas neder, v'nistaknim al yedezeh, and we receive a complete tikkun through this. Nimtza, we see therefore, shehakoil oila lemokam echad, that it all goes back up to the same place. It all goes back up to tshuva, to bina, to net, to that super high holy place.